If there's one buzzword that peppers so much of our conversation, global to local, it's sustainability. The nexus of tourism and global responsibility is no exception. And over the course of the IUCN World Conservation Congress this week, tourism officials are being asked to consider just where that confluence lies. Kelly Bricker is a professor and the director of the Parks, Recreation, and Tourism Department at the University of Utah. She's also a member of the Global Sustainable Tourism Council. She joins us now in our studio. Good morning.
Aloha.
That's nice to hear, too. Thank you. Now, there's so much talk about sustainability and sustainability in tourism. That seems to also lead to conversations about standards and accreditation and being able to be certified in all of that. And yet, there doesn't seem to be a lot of commonality in what those standards and certification programs should be. Is there really a movement to be able to network some of these things together?
Absolutely. With the Global Sustainable Tourism Council, one of the primary reasons we're formed is to sort of bring unity to all the noise in over 150 certification programs around the world. There are certification programs that do wonderful things for destinations, hotels, tour operators, other sectors of the industry, but there are also certification programs that are simply marketing ploys. So we wanted to unite the certification programs together, bolster their ability to effect positive change on the ground. And the council does this with a review of 6,000 to 7,000 different criteria that exist around the world today, sifting those down into the primary core pieces of sustainability and actually asking certifications to follow these baseline ideas.
There are a lot of people who are listening who are wondering, probably the big question, is Hawaii involved?
Hawaii has a ecotourism, I think it's called a sustainable tourism certification program. Hawaii has amazing culture, amazing natural features, but we haven't seen Hawaii strong at the table with the GSTC, and we'd love to engage Hawaii in this conversation.
Hawaii is a destination. We hear a lot about that. We also hear a lot of conversation within the state about who's getting what tourism dollars and what's flowing from that. But the idea that there should be some sort of baseline isn't one that we've really talked about a lot in terms of a global or even a national movement. What do you think Hawaii needs to do to become more involved? Although you'd love to have them involved, but what do you think they really need to do? What does it mean?
I think they need to continue to strengthen the avenues through the Tourism Authority and through these organizations that are supporting sustainability. It appears that there are several ecotourism certified operators. They need to be brought to the table. I think looking at the global sustainable tourism criteria for destinations is an avenue to say, where are we in the global sphere of standards and certification, but also use that to strengthen the channels that are already there. I think some of the conversation that we're hearing is we're not seeing sort of the benefits of the incredible tourism that Hawaii supports flow back to local communities. So there are, it's who wins in all of this, and certainly the benefits need to come back to the residents of the state.
After what you just said, it also sounds as if there's a great deal of redundancy, perhaps, or certainly wasted dollars.
I haven't studied Hawaii to that extent, but I do know that when you start to look at a destination approach, and a destination can be an island, it can be a community, you really start to focus in on the resources that are available and not duplicate. So you start to build off each other and build off strategies and efforts that are being done within the community. So I think that having a destination sort of approach to this idea actually unites and doesn't create repetitiveness. It actually bolsters the things that are happening there already.
And there are examples for that, good ones in the United States.
There, you know, we've had a program called Early Adopters, and one of those examples I would use is Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And Jackson Hole, about 5 years ago, said, you know, we have these iconic national parks, just like Hawaii has iconic national parks. We have an amazing natural environment around our community, but we're really not all on the same page. So they use the destination level criteria to bring stakeholders together, including the park people, community members, residents, all types of small businesses and large businesses, and said, what do we want for a future? And I think what they found in that process, in sort of developing that future together, was, oh, you're doing this for recycling. Maybe we can combine these efforts. And instead of duplicating these efforts in a scattered way, they strengthen the efforts. They strengthen recycling. They strengthen marketing approaches. They branded together. They've looked at community outreach programs. They've done a lot to, I think, really unite the destination. And I think that's where the effectiveness comes in of using a standard or criteria, sort of bringing all of the stakeholders together, including government.
Well, we're going to see how that message resounds in Hawaii. You've got a cafe today, the Knowledge Cafe, where you're going to be sharing that message, and we'll be watching carefully to see how it's picked up.
Fantastic.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Kelly Bricker is a professor and director of the Parks, Recreation, and Tourism Department at the University of Utah. Also, she's a member of the Global Sustainable Tourism Council and will be participating in a World Conservation Congress 2016 Knowledge Cafe later today at 2:30.